reps you can, takes all the mental reps you can, learning from film, learning things he does right, does wrong, and what other people do right and wrong. That's the thing, you know. As many reps as we can, we don't have enough to give everybody the same thing. So you got to learn from what other people are doing. So I think each guy, not just quarterbacks, you know, all three of those, but everybody's trying to do that.
What did you see from Sanchez today? He looked like he finished strong.
Yeah, I mean, his operation's good. You know, he gets those guys. He leads very well. He's getting a better feel for what we're doing. All three of them are.
What he's brought to the offensive line
scene. Well, you know, it's good to see Russell out there doing a little bit of, little bit more each day, and he's big, long, and athletic. You know, and that can't hurt you. So, plus he's been in a system similar to ours. You know, he does all the things we need him to do, and it's just making sure we, you know, monitor his progress and keep him going in the right direction. But the more he can work with Max over there, the better off we're going to be.
Running backs told us earlier in the week they were waiting until the pads got on, and then there would really start to be some competition. What have you seen from those guys compete for the two?
Well, I'll tell you what. Now they're all smoking. I mean, every one of those guys, from CJ, you know, down to Capri. I mean, everybody's doing. When Juwan gets back there and runs the ball, he does a good job going downhill. I think they're all doing a great job, and I think, you know, now we're in the fourth day of our deal. We're trying to get a little bit of different concepts as we're doing from the run, and that combination between our zone stuff and our gap stuff has really helped them. They've all got a good feel for that. So, you know, that's a big thing for a running back. You know, where are those guys coming? They got to have a feel with their pads and DBs coming so they don't get, you know, they don't take full shots. I think that really helped them out today.
What do you think of the receivers today in the absence of DT?
Well, I think they all stepped up, obviously made some plays down in the field. You know, we got a bunch of young guys that can run, you know, and we'll give them a chance to go downfield, and they're doing a good job. So I think we're real deep in a lot of positions, but certainly wide receiver is one of the deepest.
Cliff Freeman, he's real small, but he seems very fearless out there.
Yeah, and he can run. So, you know, he's made some strides ever since he showed up in the spring. He's just a little bit long, but I think you could say the same, too. You know, Braylon got a late start because he was at Oregon, but even he, you know, he's marching along. So each of them is doing something. They're bright, but they're all learning. You know, they just like we said before with the quarterbacks, they're seeing what those old, you know, DT and Emmanuel do them. They're not that old, but they see how they work, and they're learning from that. And then they get an opportunity to get a few more reps when those guys don't play.
Gary said earlier in the week it's going to take about 8 days to install the entire offense. Do you have to wait to that point to really get a clear picture of the quarterbacks?
I think we're going to get a clear picture when we open. You know, we're just going to take our time, let that thing sort out. I think we got plenty of patience. Let them play some games. Let them lead. You know, game experience is big. Obviously, Mark's got the upper hand on that. But let them go out there and play. You know, the installation is just a part of us, and we're trying to progress it so we don't overload them. And we try to teach in concepts so that they get a good feel and a grasp so we can move on. And once they master, hopefully they master in a day. That might be a stretch at some point. But tell them to, you know, own those reps, come back and, you know, study those. But move on. So I'm not so worried about 8 days or whatever. That's just what we teach in, and then let them go out there and play and practice, and everyone will get better, and we'll find out what we need to find out in all positions.
How is this going against your defense figure into the evaluation?
They're really good. Certainly it figures into it, but I mean, it's a barometer for everybody. I mean, sure, there's a measuring stick for them. I mean, you know, those guys are going to be hard top to bottom, so you know, we're still going to see who the best is.
How do you evaluate the quarterback day to day? Assignment, reliability?
Yeah, I think you got to play everything into it, you know, how they're grasping, you know, what they're coming up, even as much as what kind of questions they're asking, you know, if it really makes sense to them, if they're, you know, asking the right questions. But I think, you know, You try to factor a little bit into everything, but at the end of the day, how much they take to coaching. You know, let's fix this. Come out the next day and they fix it, which they've all done in certain spots, right? So we just got to get that consistency down, get them to fix everything, and then move on and play some games.
Coach, after getting the chance to spend some time with Paxton, what have you learned about his arm talent and just the physical gifts that he has?
Well, certainly he's got a big arm, and he's an athletic guy, you know. So I think, you know, it's unusual to see somebody that big run that well, and he runs pretty well. He can handle all we're doing. It's just a matter of teaching him everything, you know, and making sure he grasps every concept that we're trying to get to, and he's coming along.
Rick, how much different could this offense potentially look like than the offense from a year ago?
Well, I think we're comparing apples and oranges, you know. I think we've got that many people, different people, you know. So, you know, we'll do what we think is best for the 2016 Broncos, you know, whatever it is. You know, we got a wide a lot of depth at wideouts. You know, we may see more out there. I don't know, we're running the ball with CJ. We have, you know, a couple fullbacks that are doing really well right now. So our personnel certainly will change from last year. So that gives you a different grouping of plays.
What's the difference between Trevor a year ago?
Well,
he's
physically
healthy now.
Yeah, and there's some confidence. He's not afraid to throw the ball in tight windows. Last year he was a little hesitant doing that, but most young guys are.
Yeah.
So I think he's confident in what he's doing. He's confident in the guys, and he's got the guys' confidence too when he leads them. He goes out there in the huddle, they all know what he's doing.
What kind of advantage is it for the defense, for the offense, to go up against that defense every day?
It's not an advantage at all. They're really good. It just, for us, it makes us work very, very hard. I mean, and, you know, the two edge rushers, and certainly we haven't seen those out consistently, but when they get out there, they put a lot of pressure on you. And the DBs, I mean, they're as good as you get. I mean, they're gonna make you throw tight throws, you know, whether it's zone or man. They're gonna make you make tight throws, which helps our guys out, and it helps the wideouts get open.
Hey, Coach Matt Paradis gets a veteran day off in his second year. I think this is a good sign, right?
You know, you're asking the wrong guy in there. The guys that go out there, that's who I coach. Matt's done a great job. Shoot, he took every snap last year. So, but he's done a good job. He really has come back in great shape, ready to roll. You know what? He's always worked hard. He doesn't say a whole lot, you know, which is great. Most of the good ones are like that way. I don't see it. You know, I think he's always worked hard. And I think a couple times I've seen him I've actually heard him be a little bit more vocal than he has in last year, the only year I was with him. So I take that as a great sign. He's a great leader.
Coach,